This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is a great truth being advanced in the number one best-selling book in the country right now, at least according to the New York Times bestseller list. It's a book that says that with all of the emphasis we have on youthfulness being the greatest blessing you can have, the happiest time of life for many, many people can be the second half, the later half. And how does that come to be? Well, you'll find out when you read From Strength to Strength, Finding Success, Happiness, and Deep Purpose in the Second Half of Life. A truly remarkable book, and as I mentioned, number one bestseller at the moment, by my friend Arthur Brooks. Arthur, a lot of people will remember for 10 years as the outstanding president of the American Enterprise Institute. He is now a professor on the practice of public leadership at the Harvard Kennedy School and professor of management practice at the Harvard Business School. Before we get to the book, Arthur, you've been reacting, I assume, as everybody else, to the events in Ukraine. And I think we're talking right before we went on. There is something encouraging about the world response, isn't there?
I think there is, and wonderful to be with you again, Michael. I've missed being on the show, but, you know, we're always together in our hearts because we have these similarity, incredible confluence of values, and that's really what we're talking about in the case of Ukraine. It is these challenges to not the world order, it's a challenge to fundamental values of decency and openness that really can bring us together. You know, we have a lot of leaders out there that want to drive us apart and want to tell us that we're all about our differences, that want to make us afraid of our neighbors. But when something like this happens, it makes us remember that the reason that we've had the longest period of sustained peace, openness, prosperity, democracy, literally in the history of the world, was because American values of democratic capitalism and basic decency have held sway all over this world. And when somebody transgresses those values, that's the time for us all to stand up and say, that's not right. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. These are basic moral values on how countries and people are supposed to behave themselves.
No, and again, it's so interesting to hear. I was listening to the news conference yesterday. It was a joint news conference with Mr. Michel, who is head of the European Union, and Jens Stoltenberg, who is the general secretary general of NATO, and Ulrika von der Leyen, who is head of not the European Union. It's the other European strength. Hearing the different accents, German and Norwegian and French, but all speaking the same language, that's almost utopian in the sense of the world coming together on this issue.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary thing, and it's incredibly heartening to me. Look, there's a lot that we can complain about with our European friends. There's a lot that they do that we don't like, and there's even things in this circumstance. I mean, one of the reasons that Putin feels comfortable threatening NATO is because our NATO allies have been underinvesting in their own defense for a generation. You know, that's one of the reasons they've projected weakness. I don't like it. I really don't. But let's not kid ourselves about the fundamental difference in values, and we're on the same side as the Germans and the French, with the British and the Norwegians, that we believe in democratic capitalism, open societies, lifting people up as opposed to dominating them with sheer force. And I'm glad to be on the side of the good with these allies at this particular time. And I think we can put aside a lot of differences and come together as a world. Who knows? Maybe we can come out of this crisis better than we went in.
That can be the only hope. And with preservation, with God's help of people like President Zelensky and the others who apparently are on the Russian hit list. Well, speaking of hit list in a different context, as in big hit, hit parade, bestseller list, from strength to strength, this book grew out of private conversations with your wife and children, right?
Yeah. No, this is a book that I started thinking about it about 7 or 8 years ago. I was noticing as a happiness specialist, just I do, I'm a social scientist, I teach human happiness, that there's a weird pattern in the data as people got older. I found that about half of people after age 65 get happier and happier until the end, and the other half get unhappier until the end. And I noticed that the people who got unhappier, frequently they're the strivers who've had a lot of success early in life, but they miss those days and they feel disappointed as a result. And I thought, boy, oh boy, I'm trying to do a lot with my life, and a lot of people listening to the Michael Medved show want to do a lot with their lives too. Am I doomed? The answer is no. This is a 7-year study that shows that happy people later in life, they have a certain set of skills. This is basically the 7 habits or the 7 skills that people have in all walks of life that can practically guarantee that they will get happier as they get older. And in point of fact, they can be happier at 75 than they were at 25.
And when you talk about these rules, and they're illustrated by examples from history, from Western culture, from your own experience and the experience of people you've spoken to and interviewed and profiled, what would be the number one rule to help guarantee later in life happiness?
Number one, or I should say this is a rule that guarantees you won't be happy later in life, is if you're regretting and fighting against change in your own skills in your life. For the longest time, psychologists have noticed that there's kind of 2 sorts of geniuses. They find early on geniuses, the Elon Musks of the world, and then later in life geniuses, the Dalai Lamas, let's put it that particular way. And for the longest time, they thought you're one or the other, but later we have found that everybody actually is both. You get 2 success curves. Your early success curve is your energy, innovation, and hard work. Your second success curve is your ability to use your wisdom, to teach others, to take facts and understand what they actually mean. And if you can move from one success curve to the other, the second is so much more satisfying and it brings so much happiness. The number one skill of happy people who are old is they move from their first success curve called fluid intelligence to the second success curve, which is called crystallized intelligence.
And what's the key difference between fluid intelligence and crystallized intelligence?
Fluid intelligence is unbounded energy and the ability to understand and analyze things really quickly. You work hard, you get skills, you can solve problems faster than others. So you're a young lawyer, you crack the case. You're a young electrician, you can figure out what's wrong with the house faster, and you've got the energy to actually get the job done by yourself if necessary. That's fluid intelligence. People find that starts to decrease, usually in their 40s, and it's really decreasing in their 50s. But what's behind it is this crystallized intelligence, and that crystallized intelligence is your ability to explain things to others, to manage people and put them together in teams, to teach really effectively. That's what you're really good at, getting more in your 50s, even more in your 60s. Funny thing, Michael, that the professors at my university with the highest teaching evaluations are on average in their 70s. People like older professors because older professors are better teachers. So if you move from your innovator curve to your instructor curve, now that doesn't mean changing jobs. It means changing focus in what you do. You'll be a lot happier for the rest of your life.
The book is called From Strength to Strength. The author is the one and only Arthur C. Brooks. The book is actually opening in its first week of publication because it's just now available. It's already number one on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. We'll be right back with a few more minutes with Arthur C. Brooks. If you have a question that you particularly want to pose, you can give us a call at 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with Arthur Brooks.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
God help me, I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'm always glad to have Arthur Brooks on the air, but particularly with this book, and particularly going into the weekend, going into the Sabbath, whether you celebrate it on Sunday as the Lord's Day or in the Jewish Sabbath, which begins tonight, that's a great time to concentrate on the themes of from strength to strength. A part of the whole blessing of a Sabbath or a weekend is to take a look at your life and take a look at what makes you happy. And Arthur, during the break, we had a caller call in, and this is not
hyperbole. It's true. He called in, and he didn't want to come on the air because I think he was afraid. Well, he was a little bit embarrassed about it. He had this question, which is, you say that the second half of your life with the wisdom and the crystallized understanding, that can actually be a happier time for you. He said, but what about sex life? Is that most people, it's normal in the second half of life, it's going to be less of a feature. How does that comport with the idea of human happiness in the second half of life?
It's a question that a lot of people actually answer, and they are a little embarrassed about it, to be sure. And part of the reason is because nobody really wants to admit that their sex life is less robust than it's been in the past. But that's a very normal thing. The happiest marriages, the happiest people, have something of very, very close relationships. This is just true. And for most people, that means a long and stable romantic partnership. The most stable romantic partnerships, they start very passionately, and then they go to what's called companionate love. Really stable marriages, the happiest marriages, the basis for the long-term stability and happiness, the real happiness it brings, it's actually not passion, it's friendship. Friendship is the basis of the happiest marriages. It turns out they can have plenty of passion, but passion is not the vehicle. Passion is not the lifeblood of the relationship. It's deep, deep friendships. It's the closest friendship that you can possibly have. So one of the things that we see is that the happiest couples, they do have a sex life, but it's not the same as what it was because it's not as important as what it was in the past. But the friendship has supplanted it in all sorts of deep ways. So I recommend that people, look, if there's a problem, you need to deal with a problem. If you need to seek counseling for it, that's a good thing to do too. But to regret it just because you think there's probably something wrong, there probably isn't something wrong.
Okay, let me just jump from that to another question here. There are so many books and articles and considerations of younger people who are basically walking away from the possibility of having children, because you don't want to bring children into this world of climate change and hardship, because you may be too preoccupied with career goals or other aspects of life, and there's no real space for children. What about the idea of the second half of life? Does either having or not having children have a clear advantage in terms of achieving that second half happiness?
The happiest people, I mean, they have all of these seven habits that I go through very, very clearly. But what a lot of the seven habits come down to is love, is relationships based on love. You know, one of the things that the world tells us, the real lies that the world tells us, is that the formula for a good life is using people and loving things and worshiping yourself. And that's the kind of life where your cult is workism or your careerism, for example. And you don't have relationship time. You don't have time to maybe to lock down a romantic partnership, certainly not time to have children, and probably not even time to have close friendships. But these are not the right recipe for happiness. Now, not everybody has kids. Not everybody can have kids, and that's perfectly fine too. But we need close relationships in our life. And if we can have kids and we have the wherewithal to do so, they truly are one of the greatest sources of meaning, to sacrifice meaning in our lives simply because we want more of the worldly benefits that we get from our careers. This is going to leave us empty. And there's a lot of data that shows this. It's usually, for most people, just not a good trade.
And speaking of good trade, the idea of retirement, I think it's become increasingly common in the United States for people, because of the advances we have in healthcare, for people to keep working very hard down to older ages than our parents or grandparents would have experienced. Is that a way of promoting or of limiting the second half happiness?
Well, one of the things that we find is that people who are happier after retirement, it's because they're they're retiring to something else that's more important to them. People who are less happy after retirement, they're retiring away from work that they don't like. So some people, they work for a really long time, but if it's because that's your entire source of meaning, that's a problem. That probably means that your relationships are not deep enough. One of the things that I find about the happiest people as they grow older, they're never unoccupied. They're really, really busy. And they find that they can't afford to keep working because they have so much other stuff to do in their community, with their families, with their friends. And it's just an opportunity for them to do the things that they really love is to actually formally retire, but to stay really, really busy creating value with their lives and value in the lives of other people. These are the habits of happiness.
Well, and again, that's a point that you make in the book. The book, which is posted up at our website, of course, is called From Strength to Strength. The subtitle, Finding Success, Happiness, and Deep Purpose in the Second Half of Life. A part of what you emphasize here is one of the great sources of happiness is the ability to make people who are around you happy, to spread
that's
happiness.
Exactly right.
It's contagious.
Yeah, this is absolutely right. You know, the way to become happier, number one, is you have to do the work. You can't just wish you're happier. You have to, it's like understanding mathematics. You can't just wish you knew calculus. You got to study it. You have to work on it. Maybe that means talking to your grandmother about her wisdom. Maybe it means going to your house of worship and taking it very seriously. Maybe it means taking the happiness class and studying some of the happiness science that I talk about in my work and that I teach at Harvard. There's lots of ways to do it. The second is you have to practice it. You can't just, read a book about golf and become a good golfer. You actually have to get out and golf. You have to take these ideas seriously and incorporate them in your life. And the last part, which is most important of all, is you really have to understand it. And the only way that you can understand your happiness is by sharing your happiness, by engaging in acts of kindness and acts of charity. And furthermore, is to teach these ideas to others. One of the things that I find most effective for my students. I teach a class at Harvard called Leadership and Happiness. It's an incredibly oversubscribed class, as a matter of fact. I have hundreds on the waiting list. And one of the ways that they can get their final credit for the class is setting up a class outside where they're teaching students who wanted to get in but couldn't get into the class. And I find that these are the students who know the ideas best and are incorporating them in their own lives and getting most happy because they become happiness teachers.
Well, you are the ultimate happiness teacher, Arthur Brooks. The book, From Strength to Strength. And it's one of those books, I promise you, you'll need a highlighter because there's on every page something that is worth marking down, highlighting, and incorporating into your life. From Strength to Strength by Arthur C. Brooks. We'll be right back talking with a futurist about what the Ukraine will face in the future.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An update from Ukraine. President Joe Biden held a secure call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as his administration warned that the capital city of Kiev could soon fall to Russia. The White House said the two leaders spoke for roughly 40 minutes. Zelensky, who remains in Ukraine, has been urging Western governments to do more to help his country. In a video address, Zelensky said he's now Russia's number one target. Earlier in the day, President Biden met with NATO leaders to discuss the situation in Ukraine. President Joe Biden has selected Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to the Supreme Court, setting in motion a historic confirmation process for the first black woman to potentially sit on the highest court in the land. Jackson currently sits on D.C.'s federal appellate court and had been considered the front runner for the vacancy since Justice Stephen Breyer announced his retirement. She received and accepted Biden's offer in a call last night, but was present for the D.C. Circuit Court hearings this morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to this show Ian Bremmer, who is one of the greatest analysts of risk and success and international relations. He's a political scientist, author, teacher, and the founder and principal of the Eurasia Group, which is hired by many leading sources in the world of politics and economics to look to the future. And Ian, first of all, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Hey, it's good to be with you. I wish it was an easier news cycle, but nonetheless, happy to be talking.
I am too, and I want to get directly to the news cycle. Do you think that the conventional wisdom appears to be that that Putin succeeds despite the tremendous risks he is taking in the first part of his mission, which is getting rid of, maybe even murdering, the current Ukrainian government and installing a new puppet regime in Kyiv? Do you think that is a likely outcome?
Oh, absolutely. We have no willingness on the part of the Americans or NATO allies to put troops on the ground, both because Ukraine's not a part of NATO and also because nobody wants to risk direct conflict with Russia. And absent that, the Ukrainians are putting up a fight. There's no question they've got Turkish drones, they've got anti-tank javelins, they've got some anti-aircraft systems. So, the Russians are going to die in this fight, and they already are. But, the Russians amassed 200,000 troops along Ukraine's various borders, and they intend, I mean, they're using them. They've got overwhelming air superiority, ballistic missile capabilities. It's very clear that if the intention is to remove President Zelensky, and by all counts, it appears to be, they will be successful, and in short order. This is not going to be months of fighting. This will be, you know, a matter of days, you know, maybe a week or two.
And do you expect Zelensky actually apparently had a Zoom conversation with European leaders last night in which he said this might be the last time they see him alive. Do you think he is appropriate for him to fear for his life?
Oh, sure. I mean, when you've got that level of military force bearing down on your country and you're the leader that President Putin can't stand, unless you're planning on fleeing. And, you know, this is very different from Afghanistan when, you know, Ashraf Ghani bolted out of the capital, didn't even tell his cabinet advisors, you know, well before it was required to do so. The Ukrainian president is actually taking, you know, his life and his family's life, his cabinet's life, those risks in his own hands. And I think, you know, quite courageously so. Look, I mean, either he ends up in exile or he's arrested or executed. But I see no circumstance where come the end of this year he's still in power.
What should the United States reaction be? I mean, people talk about sanctions as if basically that does it. What do we take away from this likely outcome, as you say, in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I would take you back to 1994 when Ukraine gave up their nuclear weapons, and we signed together with the UK and Russia something called the Budapest Memorandum, which said that in return for them giving up their nukes, we would defend their territorial integrity. And, of course, in 2014, the Russians breached that. We did nothing when they took Crimea and southeast Ukraine. And today they're taking the whole country, and that agreement isn't worth a damn. So, I mean, in order to talk about what America should do, you have to go back to all of the red lines, all of the values that the Americans have stood up for in principle, but in reality, we found excuses not to do so much. And that was true in 2008 when Georgia was invaded. It was true in 2014 when Ukraine was invaded. When Kamala Harris in Munich, and I was there seeing her give this speech, said, you know, don't you dare Putin invade Ukraine again. I mean, that's like your mom telling a kid, don't do it a second time. Don't you steal that cookie. You know, I mean, America lacks credibility in upholding these red lines. I mean, you know, Assad must go. Obama's gone. Assad is still there. And so Putin sees all of those things. And I think that the level of sanctions that the Americans and Europeans are imposing on them, which are significant, they're the largest, most significant sanctions that will have been imposed on a major power since Soviet collapse. So they're going to hurt, but he is certainly recognizes that he can ride those out. I think something else America needs to do is express stronger commitments to NATO allies, more troops to help defend the Baltic states, Poland, Bulgaria, Romania, the frontline NATO states. It seems to me that Finland increasingly looks like they want to join NATO, maybe Sweden too. I think that NATO should be willing to accept those invitations, even though the Russian Foreign Ministry today has said there'll be severe consequences on NATO if they were to proceed with that. I think that's a bluff that needs to be called.
Well, do you when you talk about sending increased troop strength to Poland, what about Romania?
Yes, Romania, Bulgaria, Poland, the Baltic states, all the frontline countries.
And Romania is a member of NATO. Is Bulgaria also?
Yes.
Wow. And so where does this leave the Putin regime. I've been reading a number of commentators who are saying that Putin may have overplayed his hand, that this is not a popular undertaking as the body bags come home. Putin maintains his grip on power?
I mean, you'd make that bet, but because there's very little visibility into any alternatives, it is clear that there have already been demonstrations in Russia across the country. They're not very big, but you get arrested if you demonstrate, so there are consequences. Russia does have complete control over state media, disinformation digested by the Russian people. So most of the Russian people actually believe that this war was initiated by Ukraine. They believe that the Ukrainian government was committing genocide against ethnic Russians on the ground in the Donbass, which is, you know, provably false. But as you say, Mike, as you get, you know, thousands of Russians returning in body bags, young men and women, this war will become more unpopular, and Putin will have to deal with that. I don't think that reflects a significant threat to his rule, but it's certainly a concern, especially on the back of Belarus and Kazakhstan in the past months, which are weaker kleptocracies, but suddenly were both vulnerable to mass social unrest across the country. In the case of Kazakhstan, the Russians actually had to send in 3,000 paratroopers to help keep the regime in place.
And again, for most Americans, they only know Kazakhstan from Borat, but this is not a comedy right now, what is playing out in that part of the former Soviet empire. Ian Bremmer, I appreciate, I wish you could, have you been at least a little bit pleasantly surprised by some of the operative unity in the West?
Absolutely. There's nothing that would bring NATO together more. This was an alliance that had felt a little unmoored and, you know, didn't know what its purpose was, didn't know what its mission was, didn't know if the Americans were committed to it. And I will tell you, I was at this Munich Security Conference last
week. Well, we know now. Ian Bremmer will post some of his material up at our website at michaelmedved.com.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, hey, it's welcoming, it's filled with light.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And with the ongoing tumult and tragedy in Ukraine, what I do think, you can almost feel it. It's like that they say that when you are around a glacier and having had the privilege to go up to Alaska a couple of times, and actually hear this, that you can hear glaciers moving. They don't move quickly, but you can hear it and feel it and see it and sense it. And I think that's what's happening with world opinion right now. And in the United States as well, where people are coming together in the weirdest places, including The View. When people in The View start talking and making sense, well, most of them making sense. First of all, there's Sonny Hostin, who talks about what's going on in Ukraine, I think in a serious and responsible way. But then Joy Behar chimes in and indicates, I think, why it's always a mistake to take anything on The View too seriously. Listen, this is from yesterday's broadcast, clip 10.
Estimates are 50,000 Ukrainians will be dead or wounded,
yeah,
and that this is going to start a humanitarian crisis, a refugee crisis in Europe. We're talking,
yeah,
about 5 million people,
yeah,
that are going to be displaced.
Yeah.
I mean, it's heartbreaking to hear what is going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm scared of what's going to happen in Western Europe, too.
Yeah.
You know, you plan a trip. You want to go there. I want to go to Italy for 4 years. I haven't been able to make it because of the pandemic. And now this, you know, it's like, what's going to happen there?
Yeah.
Bringing it back home to her vacation. Okay.
You know, you plan a trip. You want to go there. I want to go to Italy for 4 years. I haven't been able to make it.
Okay. I feel your pain. But honestly, when you look at this situation in Ukraine, and again, I'll tell you something. This is personal. It turns out that one of the bad guys in this whole Ukraine drama, and when I say bad guys, I think we can agree they're bad guys. People who are Putin's stooges in Ukraine who are working against the current Ukrainian government. And people know about the very, very corrupt president who was driven out of Ukraine in 2014. Right now, there's somebody who probably will be the guy who Putin designates to be the new president of Ukraine. If Putin succeeds in this military invasion, which the evidence is that he will succeed at least in the short term, the guy's name is Medvedchuk. He's again, he has the same first part of the name. Medved means bear in Russian. And I think about this because of this part of the world, because my mentor in many ways, when I was growing up, was my uncle, my father's much older brother. And he was born in Ukraine in 1905 and lived through the Russian Revolution in Ukraine. And before, thank God, he was able to come to the United States in 1924. And my father has five sisters who are buried in Ukraine. This is not far away. It's close. I found out that here in the state of Washington, where I live, one out of five foreign-born people who live in Washington, one out of five are Ukrainian. And this is... I know that it's a fashionable in some circles to say, well, it doesn't matter, it's far away, why should we be concerned? We should be concerned. When you hear things like this in on CNN, this is clip 16. This was reporting on what you can actually hear and see on the ground in the war zone. Listen.
There's been a couple of explosions, pretty powerful ones. Difficult to say how far from here they were, but we could certainly hear them very, very loudly from our position here in central Kiev. I've been contacted by the Ukrainian Interior Ministry, and they're saying that Russians have started missile strikes on residential quarters of Kiev. That's what the Ukrainian Deputy Defense Minister is telling us. Me tonight, in, you know, shortly after those two missile strikes took place. I've been given some video as well. One of them, and I've spoken to the officials about this, saying that one of the missiles was shot out of the sky by Ukrainian anti-missile defense systems. Now, that's what they say, and there's video of an explosion mid-air with the debris falling to earth. The other one of the missiles apparently struck what is being described as a residential building in Kiev.
Okay, again, imagine it's your building. And one of the buildings that is our building is the Capitol building. And there are some representatives, leaders of the Republican Party in the U.S. Senate, who are talking sensibly and directly, and I think constructively, on this issue. This is Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, who I think is going to be one of the future leaders of the Republican Party. And Ben says this about sanctions. This is clip 18.
Should the U.S. sanction him, his family members, and the various other people that he hides his that he hides billions in wealth with?
Absolutely. And we should, in addition to sanctioning him, we should have a massive information operation. He does lying all the time. We should do truth-telling. The Russian people need to understand how much money Putin and his buddies have stolen from them. Our enemy here is not the Russian people. It's the corruption at the top of that regime that is invading a peaceful neighbor. I mean, Putin is evil, and he has will, and he has weapons, and there's no freedom for the American people to believe we can just look the other way and pretend that this isn't happening. Appeasement never works with a jackass like Putin.
And he is evil, as Ben Sasse said. One of the possibilities would be declaring him a war criminal. And certainly someone who makes a war and is taking thousands of lives based on nothing, based on a tissue of lies, is a war criminal. And if he is declared a war criminal, then that would give the right to any UN member nation to have him arrested if he travels to that nation. And you may remember that the leader of Sudan had that declaration made on him. It's one of the reasons things had to change and did change there. Ben Sasse also went on Morning Joe, and he said this about why we pay attention to this situation at all. This is clip 5.
But I think, ultimately, Americans are going to make a wise and smart choice about understanding why our rooting interest here should be against the evil Vladimir Putin, because the guy's got big-ass weapons, and he's evil.
And those are two things to take very seriously. And Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, talks about the fact that people say, well, why didn't we promise Putin that no, Ukraine would never become a member of NATO? Wouldn't that have averted war? Listen, this is what he says about people who say we could have averted war that way.
Well, first, it's become popular for people to go around saying, I've seen this now a couple times lately, oh, we only would have agreed to not let Ukraine join NATO, which they weren't going to join NATO. This would all have been avoided. That's just fundamentally untrue. That's just false. Putin laid out his conditions, and one of those conditions, Sean, in addition to NATO and not ever, you know, Ukraine never becoming part of NATO, one of those conditions was he wanted every country that joined since 1997 out of NATO. In essence, he wanted all troops out of any country after 1997. That's Romania, that's Lithuania, it's all the Baltic states. Right there, he's telegraphing to you what his intent is. And that is not necessarily maybe to govern those countries, but he wants them to look something like Belarus, that has a government in place that responds to him under his sphere of influence. And I think we need to make clear, and I think in these, some of these troop deployments are making clear, that that's not going to happen.
Okay, let us make it very clear that it's not going to happen. What is going to happen in the age-old argument between science and faith? Is it really such an argument, or is there more of a basis for believing that good faith leads to better science? We will get to that with Steve Meyer and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.